Okay, so I'm also a City of Sydney councillor and recognised as such through quite a significant, I guess, a body of work that our organisation has done over the last decade. And one of the things that we have been discovering in terms of looking at Indigenous knowledges, Black Indigenous oceanic knowledge systems, is that there's this evident kinship and bloodline that has been formed through the Atlantic slave trade. My father is from the Caribbean in Grenada, but at the same time, the First Fleet, the names across the Pacific country, in particular Vanuatu, the Togos, the Malamus, the Tambos, we're finding that there's this evident sort of bloodline and deep-seated kinship with our peoples, and in particular the Torres Strait. The map that I sent as a part of my paper demonstrates those 800 routes and also some, I guess, the 60,000 men in particular. Whole island states were reaped of their male populations, and we are now I guess, the diaspora is all across Australia, but still we're fighting for this recognition in this, one of the richest countries in the world. And it was derived through this sugar slave trade, but then it extended, and that we were being placed across Aboriginal mission stations, plantations, reserves, and therefore we've got this Aboriginal or dual and tricultural heritage, but also with African diaspora that we're discovering more and more people are speaking about that truth. And mapping out, that system of slavery and reaching back to our countries of origin. So I look forward to, being able to continue this shared history and speaking on international platforms such as this. We've been, I guess, trying to connect them and build community through commonality, and that is slavery, and that the fact that acknowledging that we are all descendants of Africa when you really do sort of delve into the history of our peoples. And the decolonizing process has been challenging, especially in a country such as Australia, but at the same time, we are a country of multiculturalism. So therefore that cultural understanding from diverse, I guess, multicultural communities, people of color, is I guess, being understood a bit better than just sort of British non-Indigenous peoples. And so we work a lot with migrant communities to build capacity for our people. I think with opportunities such as working with this platform in particular, I think we can actually leverage our communities here in Australia through the collaborative work that everybody's doing on this Zoom call, and create a greater understanding through hosting events at some of the major institutions over here to better educate, I guess, policies or inform policies and legislation. I'm not sure if anyone wanted to ask any questions. I'm a bit scattered because I'm so late and I feel terrible. But yeah, I just wanted to hear those few words then, if that